Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to Morning with Jesus. It's time to grab that favorite beverage, sit back, and relax as we listen to the divine messages for today. And we will start, as always, by introducing ourselves. So here is your chance to learn about the magical DC love.
Good morning, Barbara. Good morning, everyone. This is our last show, Barbara, for 2019. Oh, my goodness.
Oh,
I just
my goodness,
can't
you're
believe
right.
Yeah, and I saw on Facebook yesterday, then I got a little bit preoccupied and busy, but we've been Facebook friends for 6 years now. So happy Facebook friendship.
Yes, happy Facebook friendship.
Yes. Well, I just like to thank you, Barbara. You were one of the first people that I connected with and really, you know, set the tone for my beautiful journey. I can never thank you enough. So, everyone, this is the magical DC. At times, it's just DC or even the real DC, but it's all me. And I've had a very unusual journey. I've been blessed. I actually saw spirit from a very young age, and I just thought everyone did. My goodness. But the part of the journey that I'm on right now, it started with cookies flying off of countertops, my cell phone texting me, and spirit actually sitting on me to get my attention. So, of course, I had no other choice but to listen. And this propelled me forward onto the path that I find myself on today. It's a beautiful path. And I found that, you know, when I put intentions out there, the universe is always listening. So really, you know, make sure you're putting out there to the universe only the really good stuff that you want. I watched the Long Island Medium with my niece Kelly, and they had a marathon on, and we just sat there and we laughed and laughed for hours. And I just said, oh, my goodness, Kelly, I would love to do something like this. And the next thing I knew is when Spirit came in and said, okay, you know, put on your seatbelt because you're going to go for one hell of a ride. And I certainly have. It's been beautiful. And I still can't believe it. At times I pinch myself. I have a couple black and blue marks to prove it. But just to say, wow, is this really happening? Is this a dream or is it real? It's real. It truly is real. I put out a couple of amazing affirmations and intentions, and it really like ignited the fire, and I find myself, like I said, where I am today. I'm certified with the American Federation of Certified Psychics and Mediums, and in 2017, I was voted the world's most recommended female psychic medium with the organization, and I'm published in their books. And it's just been, like I said, such an amazing journey. I still can't believe it. It was sudden. It was unexpected. It changed the course of my life forever. I'll never be the same. But I'm glad because it changed in a good way. And I have this amazingly strong connection with spirit. And I've never looked back since then. I just keep going forward. I do have quite a background. Part of it was in law enforcement. And I've traded in my 357. And now I serve and protect, but in a beautiful divine way. I offer angelic love instead. I channel and I bring forth divine guidance and healing from Jesus, Mother Mary, the Ascended Masters, the angels, my beautiful in-spirit dog, Ginger, and I can't forget, I do have a not-so-divine guide, Joan Rivers. She and I connected while she was in a coma. I was walking past the TV, and I heard, hey, can you tell Melissa and Cooper I'm okay? And I'm looking around, I'm like, there's no one else in the room. And I looked, I said, I'm sorry, but I'm a little bit out of the loop. You better find someone else. Well, lo and behold, maybe 5 hours went by, and Joan was not going to give up. She threatened me, and I can't really say what she said on Morning with Jesus. It just wouldn't be right. But the funny thing is we've been together ever since, and it took me quite a while to realize, wow, you know what? I do have a truly divine connection with Joan and with everyone else. But Joan, you know, has this darn revolving door, and she's sending these people from the other side through, and they never stop. I'm blessed. I really love it. And it was just a chance encounter that I had with her. I'm just amazed and I'm blessed. And I have access now to the most fascinating as well as a wide variety of divine source. And all of this experience really helps me to relate and work with people that are worldwide and from all walks of life. My journey has been anything but normal, but of course, I wouldn't have it any other way. And I'm so blessed to connect via radio as well, because it helps me to access an even wider audience and to bring my unique brand of divine messages and healing to people at regular intervals. And it certainly is unique, because one minute I'm talking to Jesus and Mother Mary, bringing messages, and then the next minute I blink my eye, and there's Ginger and Joan. It doesn't get much better than that. But my purpose is to help people in a loving way. Love is what I am. Love is what I do. It's what I listen to. Good morning, everyone. Happy New Year's Eve. This is the magical DC Love.
Oh, thank you, DC. Okay. Now I feel like I'm energized. Okay. I am the divinely anointed, appointed, activated, incomparable Barbara Amazing Grace Reynolds. I am a freedom and empowerment life coach, a energy upcycling practitioner, a divine, a divine, an innate releasing technique practitioner, a conscious channel, a spiritual energy healer, a speaker, an author, and there are lots of other energy modalities that I know and have used throughout the years. My journey began when I realized that I was not happy. And this happened almost 20 years ago. Wow, it's hard to believe that. I was happily married. I, you know, had a lovely home. I had a job. I had children that I had taken in. They were actually nephews. And I woke up one day and just realized that I was not happy. And I didn't know how to be happy. I'd never looked at how to live my life for me. I was one of those people who was the caregiver, who was always giving to others, always making sure everybody else was taken care of, everybody else was happy, everybody had what they needed. And it was like a big revelation for me to realize that it no longer worked for me. It had never worked, but I had just never really allowed myself to see it. And so I began the journey that now I am living, and my goal was to be happy. And I thought, okay, well, I need to change all of these things in my life in order to be happy. And it took me quite a while to realize that the place for me to start is in me. And I'm still learning about my beliefs and where they come from and how to let them go. And it's changed everything. It has totally changed everything. And so now I work with men and women of faith to help them step into their power, purpose, and self-confidence. I use my wisdom from divine guidance to help them gain clarity and understanding about their past choices and opportunities. I help them to let go of their habits, fears, and limitations so that they are no longer living stuck in problems, because this is what I've learned to do for myself. And so now we're all moving into living in solutions and manifesting our dreams as we embrace self-love and self-acceptance. So I'm using all of those many, many, many years of asking questions of my guidance and getting answers to assist others in seeing what is best for them as well. So this has led to me having a life that I actually enjoy. I actually look forward to the things that I do. I'm actually opening up more and more to love, to light, to prosperity, to wisdom, to changes deep within me. And this is truly, truly changing my life. And a few months ago, I was gifted with the energy upcycling modality that I now use, and this takes changes to an even deeper level than I've ever experienced before, because I'm always asking, how can this be better? How can this be better? So if you really want your life to change, then start asking that question of your team. We each have this beautiful team that works with us. And start asking, how can this be better? How can this be better? And pay attention to the answers you get, because you will get answers. They are always, always responding to you. Even if you believe that you can't hear it, feel it, detect it, whatever, that doesn't stop them from always responding to you. So if you'd like to work with me or have any questions about what I do, check out my website at divinelyguidedhealing.com. And there's lots and lots of information there about all the different stuff. And you can also send me an email at barbara.healing@gmail.com. And I'll be happy to answer your questions. All right, now it is time for us to hear divine messages for today. So, DC, what do you have for us?
Well, Barbara, the first thing I have is a beautiful little prayer. It was written by Julie Geigel, and it's entitled A Prayer to Heal Overwhelm. Archangel Metatron, there is always so much to do. The days never seem to hold enough time to get everything done. I seem to be missing my life, always busy, running from this to that. I'm constantly in a state of anxiety that I'm never going to get it all done. Please help me to awaken to these truths. I did not come here to get it done. How am I feeling? Measures my success? If anxiety arises, I stop what I'm doing and I breathe deeply 3 times. My breath helps me shift out of ego consciousness and into soul consciousness. I radiate love, light, and harmony from my soul. I am a miracle maker, a divine manifester of my reality. Time only exists within ego consciousness, the root of overwhelm. Time dissolves with soul consciousness, where energy and motivation are endless. The limitations of my ego vanish as I embrace timelessness. I am not powerless. I am powerful. I am a glorious, magnificent soul who has come forth to experience love. And as I align with that truth, overwhelm dissolves, and so it is. I just thought that was a beautiful, beautiful prayer for today. And I woke up this morning, and I'm like, oh, my goodness, it's New Year's Eve, and I had to run out and get a couple little things at the grocery store before the show. And I'm thinking, oh, my goodness, do I have messages for today? Can't forget, we have to have some kind of message, especially on New Year's Eve. Well, I heard Ginger saying to me, choose to believe. I'm like, okay, I like that. That's really a great message to start with. And she's coming in now, and she's saying, hi, everyone. It's me, Ginger, DC Loves Dog. I transitioned a few years ago in July. And you know what? I've been with my mom ever since, her journey began. And I didn't leave her. I continue now to guide her from the other side. I come through sometimes on Morning with Jesus or Love and Amazing Grace, or even when my mom, is doing individual sessions. But I'm here. I want to give you guys a message for today, especially because, of course, it's New Year's. It's New Year's Eve, and it's the start of a new decade, 2020. Wow, isn't that amazing? Well, I'd like to start off by asking, what choices are you making to manifest your dreams into your reality? After all, you guys, this is a very special time. Connect now with your joy, and you're going to be able to create something really amazing. But you've got to have confidence in yourself. Stay determined. You can succeed in all you do, and you've got to take time before you make a decision. Meditate. It's so easy. Just meditate. Go with the flow. And then watch as everything moves into a more positive direction. And you will step onto the path of your destiny. Your success is written in the stars. And I could see this from a heavenly vantage point. Look to the beautiful sky as it illuminates and confirms that you are very, very close to achieving your goals. Happiness awaits you, and good news is on its way as well. You've worked hard, and nothing you've done has gone unnoticed. Please remain strong. Keep steadily moving ahead. Doors are opening. This is the time to connect with the magic in your life. You're unstoppable. I'm going to say that again. You are unstoppable. You are unstoppable. It's amazing. Whatever your meaning for success is, it's near. So don't let anything hold you back. There's going to be a lot of happy times ahead, as well as celebrations. And don't be afraid of your greatness. If you feel like you have to climb mountains to get where you want to be, wait until you get there and you see the view at the top. Wow. You'll have a different perspective on things. And please remember that there are angels with you always. They're watching over you. Call upon them when you need assistance. Nothing is impossible. Remain positive, and you're going to manifest abundance and prosperity. You're worthy of all the good that is coming your way, and it's time now to let go and let God and let the angels help. Think about what it is that would bring you true fulfillment. What are you seeking? Because you know what? It's already seeking you. You are creating your future. Everything is going to happen when the time is right. But you know what? Just keep this, you know, with you. You're meant to live the life of your dreams. Please honor yourself. And don't forget to take some time out to play and to laugh and to have some fun. After all, you know, life is not supposed to be all work. Stay positive. You're soon going to see that fresh start that you've been hoping for. You'll see the world through new eyes, as if it was the first time. Don't worry. Please just be happy. Everything is truly fine. Every day, believe something magical is going to happen and celebrate all the joy in your life. Be grateful for all that you already have. Blessings are all around you. And get ready for the good times ahead. Wag that tail. Lick a few faces. Spend some time outside, especially if you want to satisfy your curiosity. My goodness. You know what? Even pets, believe it or not, you know, get sick of the same old, same old. And, you know, I, being, you know, a four-legged angel, I always wanted to satisfy my curiosity. I'm still trying to do that. So if you take a break and have some fun, you're going to feel better when you come back. And believe it or not, you're going to get so much more done. So, you know what, take us with you. You know, if you guys need a friend or anything, I'm here. And sometimes, you know, I would go outside because I was tired of making a mess inside the house. So it's a win-win. Don't make your journey anything harder than it has to be, guys. You can do something you love and get to where you want to be. You've got to follow your joy. And I know that you already know what your joy is and that the universe is supporting you. So if you don't right now, fake it until you make it and just see it in your mind. Believe it in your heart, and you're going to achieve it in your life. Well, you know what? I've got to run, but I'm going to visit you guys soon. I love you all. Ginger. So, Barbara, that was her crazy message for today. My goodness.
So wonderful.
That was really
message.
Crazy. But you know what? I just wanted to ask you, have you been noticing in your area what they do on New Year's Eve to celebrate?
No, I haven't paid attention to it at all.
Yeah, because I was thinking, you know, like I thought maybe, you know, the only thing that there was, of course, was just like in New York with the, you know, Times Square. I thought that was the only thing that was really, you know, that the ball, of course. Everybody's aware of the, you know, the ball, right?
Uh-huh.
In Times Square. But I'm thinking, so I'm riding in my car as I'm coming back from the store, and I'm laughing because I had a radio station on, and they were talking about all the other stuff that goes on besides just Times Square. And I was going, oh, my goodness, isn't that amazing? I really didn't know that. I just couldn't believe that there were so many cool things that were done, like, all over the country. So that was just, like, it made me think, you know, like, wow, like, we've got to make sure that we're not so narrow-minded with everything, I guess, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Some of the festivities, you know, that are happening, of course, we have, like, the, you know, that giant ball that everybody watches, either in person or on TV, at Times Square. But we have in Eastport, Maine, they have a giant maple leaf that they drop. And it's meant to commemorate the new year in Atlantic Canada. In Kentucky, they raise a star. In Delaware, they also drop a ball. In Brooksville, Florida, they have a 200-pound tangerine that is dropped 40 feet during the countdown. Could you imagine?
Oh, my goodness.
Fort Lauderdale, Florida, they have, you know, a ball that's dropped. But in another part of Florida, in Key West, they have a conch drop, a 6-foot conch shell is dropped 20 feet into the top of Sloppy Joe's bar. And in Miami, they have the big orange drop. And Florida, they have so many beautiful things going on. They have a New Year's Eve street party. They have a beautiful, huge wall video, confetti cannons, fireworks. In Indianapolis, Indiana, they have an IndyCar that is dropped. Could you imagine? And then near Terre Haute, Indiana, a giant 18-foot, 500-pound steel watermelon ball is raised. In Bangor, Maine, they have a beach ball, and it's covered with Christmas lights. I was like, oh, my goodness. In Maryland, they have a disco ball dropped. In Ann Arbor, Michigan, they have a hockey puck. There's so many different places doing so many different things, and I was just, like, not aware. My goodness. And in Kalamazoo, Michigan, they have a recycled ball that has been dropped since 2009. And in Niagara Falls, New York, a 10-foot Gibson guitar is dropped, and it's dropped from a specially built scaffold, of course, at the Hard Rock Cafe. Mm-hmm. And in North Carolina, they have a pirate dropped. I'm like, oh, my goodness, I wish I could go all over the whole United States and watch each and every one of these. It's truly amazing. And I also saw that in part of North Carolina, they have a blueberry drop. And that's to reference the town's annual Blueberry Festival. And then in Mount Olive, North Carolina, they have a pickle that they lower down. I'm like, okay. And in Ohio, they drop a bottle of popcorn and a sausage. Interesting. And I think it's Portland, in Port Clinton, Ohio, they have a walleye fish named Captain Willie Walleye, and he's dropped. I'm like, okay. In Cincinnati, Ohio, this is like the one that like caught my eye, and I was laughing so hard. They have a flying pig in Cincinnati, Ohio, Barbara, confirming there's at least one occasion when pigs actually do fly.
Yes.
And in Niagara Falls, Ontario, the elevator of the Skyline Tower is raised. And in Allentown, PA, they have a Liberty Bell drop. And then I heard on the radio in parts of Pennsylvania, they have this big, you know, the marshmallow peeps, they have a peep drop. I don't know where it is. And then in Beavertown, Pennsylvania, they have a stuffed beaver that's dropped. In Cornwall, PA, they have a cannonball. In Wilkes-Barre, Pennsylvania, they have a chunk of coal that's dropped and it turns into a diamond. And I was thinking, well, that one's like really, really cool. And then a giant lighted golf ball is lowered in, I believe it's in Carolina. And then Foley Beach, South Carolina, a giant pair of Barbara. Are dropped. I'm like, oh my goodness, this is like so amazing. There's so many more, and I just could not believe like all the different things. It really broadened my vision, and I was like, wow. And then they have a giant gumball that was dropped in Mississippi, and now they have the fleur-de-lis. So there's so many different places. They're doing so many different things. I just thought, wow. And then Ginger saying, you know what, Mom? I said, yeah. She's saying, you know, tell Barbara in Bartonsville, Oklahoma, that's where the olive is dropped. And in Oklahoma City, they have a lighted ball that is raised. Okay? And saying, In Tulsa, they have a ball drop. And then in Memphis and Nashville, of course, they have a guitar dropped. And in Austin, Texas, people celebrate the New Year by hanging these large laminated ball trees. I said, oh, my goodness, so funny. But in Prescott, Arizona, a boot is dropped. And in Yuma, Arizona, a giant illuminated iceberg lettuce. Can you imagine? I was like, oh, my goodness. And then Orange County, California, of course, drops an orange. And then another part of California drops a bunch of grapes. And it's just like so many beautiful year's festivities. So Ginger wanted to enlighten everyone that it's just not the, you know, that big, beautiful ball in Times Square, Barbara.
Oh, wonderful. Well, thank you.
I think that's enough of messages.
Oh, well, it's interesting, you know. I never thought about what gets dropped all over the country. Interesting.
I know. It's so beautiful.
Okay. Well, now let's see what Jesus wants to say. Maybe he'll tell us about some more stuff being dropped all over the world. Okay, here is his message to us now. Welcome, my beloved. Welcome to the end of a year and the beginning of something new. This is the time when you get to look at your life and decide what you want to create next. It's the time when you start letting go of what you no longer desire. That is the beauty of the new year. People actually take the time to really look and decide where they want to be. Now, you don't have to wait for New Year's to do this. You can do this at any time in your life. But most people seem to really pay attention to it at this time. And we would encourage you to really look within yourself and see what works for you. Not what works for the world or anybody else, but what works for you. What works for you? And if you find that your life does not work for you, then what do you need to change? What do you need to let go of? What is it that you no longer need to do, to be, so that you can start becoming who you truly are? Don't let this opportunity pass you by. Spend some time looking within, really getting to understand who you are and what is important to you, so that you can reshape, change your life, and you can truly have a new year filled with happiness and joy, because it is possible for each and every one of you. So we are here if you need us. If you have questions, ask. We will always answer. Welcome to your life. Welcome to the new year, the new decade. Welcome to you. Okay, that's what he wanted to say.
Well, Barbara, I lied. I did have one more message. I got this beautiful message this morning, and I just want to share it with everyone else. My wishes for you for your new year as 2020 and a new decade draw near. These are some of my wishes for you. May you look deep within the ordinary and find the beauty that lies there. See the world through a different lens. Look at the inside of a flower. Look deep into the eyes of one you love. Experience the magnificence of the day and all around you. May you be in life, not of life. Memories are created and woven in the tapestry of our lives by fully participating in life and experiencing them. May you love yourself more fully than you have ever loved anyone else. For it is only by loving yourself can you truly love another. May you appreciate the value that you add to the world. There is nobody like you, and nobody can take your place. May you see yourself as perfect, just the way you are. You are a magnificent gift to the world, and you are one of a kind. May you find peace and joy in your life. Be patient with yourself as you would be with another. Everybody struggles. Everybody goes through difficulties at one time or another. Be kind to yourself and show the world that you are to be treated with respect and kindness. May you find the inner strength to do that which you think you cannot do. You are stronger, smarter, and more brave than you think. Believe in yourself. May you achieve greater accomplishments than you've ever dreamed possible, for you are so much more capable than you know or give yourself credit for. Follow your heart, for it truly knows the way. May you find a multitude of ways and opportunities to touch the lives of those around you, for by sharing and giving to all, you will experience even more riches. May you celebrate the many transitions that life presents, no matter how large, no matter how small. It is through the celebration of transition that we continue to grow and be more than we've ever thought we could be. Looking forward to the arrival of 2020 and all the magnificent wonders it will bring, I wish you much love, peace, abundance, prosperity, and joy. May your 2020 bring amazing growth and happiness to your life. And that was the beautiful message, Barbara.
Yes, it is. All right. Wonderful. Now I feel like we've done everything and we haven't even talked to anybody yet.
We're getting better.
Okay. We are now going to go to the part of the show where we take calls and answer questions in the chat room, which is open. So call us at 646-716-5045. That's 646-716-5045. And when you call in, don't forget to press the number 1 so that that lovely symbol appears and we know that you have a question. Our first caller is from area code 917. Hi, who's this?
Okay. Gotcha. Okay, well, just let us know. So, if you're closing your return.
Him, Barbara.
Yeah. I recognize his voice. He's at work.
Hello,
Hi, Tim.
Oh, hey. Hey, how's it going? Sorry about that.
Happy New Year's Eve.
Happy New Year's Eve, indeed.
I'm getting from Ginger, she's saying he needs a little bit more balance, Mom.
Well, I'm trying. I'm putting in a, you know, little routine, some spiritual stuff, a little meditation, a little contemplation, doing dear and age statements, trying to get into a daily routine until these
very
things big. Open up.
Well, Ginger's saying, Tim, I'm very proud of you. I've been on the other side now for a number of years, and I've been watching everything that you've been doing. I know all that you've gone through, and I've seen at times how you've been struggling, but I see all this good that is waiting for you. So don't be afraid to go forward, okay? And
okay.
She's saying, you know, you still have some uncertainties, but those too will fade away. And she's saying, listen, you know, to the guidance that you're getting. Listen to the angels. Listen to the advice that you get on Morning with Jesus. Listen, listen, listen. She's saying, you're on the right path, Tim. Even if you don't feel it right now, you're going to feel it really, really soon. And she's saying, watch all those signs, because the next sign that you see is going to be the sign that says, Tim, you're headed for success.
Great. Great to hear.
Okay, so do you have any questions for us, Tim, being that you called in today?
Nothing specific. It's just always calling to get the good word, to get the encouragement. It's just me. I'm trying to talk to my guides, and like you said, we're trying to, I'm pretty sure you guys always tell me how they're always communicating with us. Currently, obviously, I've been missing it, so I'm just trying to tap into that energy so I can co-create.
Beautiful. Well, Ginger is saying, she showed me pennies from heaven, Tim. And you've got to realize that you're worthy of all this abundance that's going to come to you. It's your birthright, okay? So she's saying, get ready, open your arms really wide to accept all that's coming to you. There's going to be this amazing flow of abundance and prosperity, Tim. Okay?
Okay.
Okay, so she's saying there's something else going on, though, because she's giving me a different word. And have you been asking for some kind of help from the angels?
I have indeed. Yes, sir.
Okay, well, it is coming, okay? And I'm hearing the word miracle and miracles and answered prayers. She's saying, Tim, please have faith, okay? And
okay, I do indeed.
The angels are with you, and they're helping you. Because some of the stuff that is going on was created through the patterns that you and yourself have created during this lifetime, okay? And now you can just, like, you know, learn the lessons and just move on, Tim, okay?
Okay.
You can say thank you for the lessons. I've learned the lessons. And you've learned to trust yourself, Tim, and you've learned to trust your own intuition, which is amazing. Okay? And she's showing me this big heart that, you know, that love is going to be all around you, okay? And she's saying the word new. I'm getting, like, the word new. I don't know if you're waiting for a new job, a new home, but she's saying, like, new, you know? It could be a promotion, but there's something really, something new coming in. It's amazing, okay?
Okay.
And just, you know, enjoy being the beautiful person that you are, Tim. Okay, everything is truly falling into place, and everything's going to happen during divine timing. And you have to say every day, all is well. Just keep saying all is well. She's saying, Tim, just, you know, keep saying that, because all is, in fact, truly well with you. Okay?
Okay.
Okay. Okay. The only other thing I'm laughing is she's showing me, do you put a lot of seasonings on your food?
I guess a decent amount.
Pepper, salt, and stuff. She's saying, you know what, Tim? Your guides are saying you're destroying the vitamins, you know.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. That'll definitely ease up.
As far as pepper goes, if you're going to use pepper, you really should use the red pepper cayenne.
Okay. Got it.
Okay. So, yeah, she's saying don't use black pepper. Oh, my goodness. Now, that's what she said. Don't use black pepper, okay?
Well,
if you're
going to
use red cayenne pepper, okay? Okay. Are you a smoker or do you chew tobacco at all, Tim?
I am a smoker. I plan to quit in the new year, which tomorrow's the new year.
Okay. Okay, that's a good thing. Okay. Have you been, you know, asking for, like, help with your health? Because that's what I'm getting as well. And you're going to get, like, advice and, you know, guidance from the angels. They're going to help you, okay? And even if it doesn't seem like anything to do with anything, listen, okay?
I'll definitely listen. I've been trying to ask for help with my sinuses and congestion.
Okay. Okay. Well, they're giving you all different kinds of guidance. You know, so she's saying Auntie Barbara and her beautiful entourage, the goddess asked I feel the goddess asked wants to give you a really amazing message too, Tim. Okay. And the last thing that I have to do is that you've got to be more open to receiving. You're a giver. You have to have a little bit more balance on, okay?
Okay. Okay.
And God bless. Have a very happy New Year, and I can't wait to hear all the good stuff in 2020, Tim. Love you, honey.
You got it. You do. Thank you.
All right, Tim. Here is what the goddess asked wants to say to you. We want to help you right now with letting go. And you have mentioned that you want to let go of smoking, and we think that that is absolutely wonderful. And so we are clearing you. We are clearing you now of the old beliefs that say you are a smoker and all of the old reasons why you smoke. And you had a whole truckload of reasons why you chose to pick up that habit. and we are emptying your truck so that you no longer have any reason whatsoever to light up. You are now a non-smoker. And this will remain in effect until you decide you want something else. Now, if you decide today that you'd like a cigarette, then feel free to smoke one, but you may find that it no longer satisfies a need that it used to satisfy. Because we have changed you. We have changed your beliefs about you and about smoking and about health. We are also clearing up the issues around your sinuses and breathing. This is also connected with the whole smoking thing. And we are opening you up to just accepting your own breath, accepting pure air coming into your lungs and filling them with oxygen, and that oxygen moving throughout your entire body. And we are clearing up the need to have any kind of anything other than just regular breath coming in. And we are letting you make the choice. The thing about habits is they become necessities. And we are removing the necessity of smoking. So if it's something you choose to do, it is simply something you choose to do in that moment. It is not something that you have to do or that you have to repeat. We're letting go of the cravings. And we're adjusting your body so that it no longer needs the chemicals that it was getting from the cigarette, so that you can be happy and healthy right now, starting right now, in this very moment. This is our New Year's gift to you and to anyone else who wants to experience this as well. You deserve to be happy. You deserve to be healthy. You deserve to be free. Enjoy your new year. Enjoy your new life, your new way of being. And call on us if you ever need us. We are truly here for you.
I will indeed. I really appreciate it. You guys have a great new year. Talk to you soon.
You too, sweetheart. Bye-bye.
Yeah, bye.
All right, DC, and we will move on to our next caller, which is our wonderful Nathaniel. Good morning.
Hey, good morning.
Oh, good morning, Nathaniel. Barbara,
hi.
I had Ginger saying into my ear, Nathaniel's calling in. I'm like, okay, Ginger, she's just so happy that you're here, Nathaniel.
Oh, great.
And she's saying, well, I just wanted to come in, Nathaniel. I wanted to give you a message, and I'm going to talk fast. I can't help it. I'm too excited. I see you moving in a new direction. You are so amazing. You still have some fear. You still have some worry. Please let go of it. You've got angels around you. You can't believe the amount of angels. Oh, my goodness, Nathaniel. You're going to be so inspired. Stay positive.
Great.
And she's showing me Archangel Michael is walking with you. I see Archangel Raphael. And there's nothing to worry about. Follow your soul's passion. Follow that your soul's longings. And just do what you love. Okay? Just get happy. And you've got the music in you, she's saying. You've got the music in you, okay? Make time for yourself every day. She's saying instead of like a regular conventional meditation, why don't you just put the music on, close your eyes, and just, you know, get into the sounds of the music. And then you could play music, too, if you'd like. But she's saying clarity is coming your way, there's healing. And she's saying, but just make sure you connect, you know, with connect with the angels and things, you know, regularly. Nathaniel, she's saying, light a white candle and invite, you know, this entourage of the divine angels and beings that you have with you, okay? And she's saying, focus on love and light. And anything that isn't love or light, it's going to leave. And she's just showing me, Nathaniel, right over wherever you are, there's a beautiful rainbow, and it's just for you. It has your name on it, okay? And she's telling me you have to offer others, okay? Okay, she's saying that, Daniel, you are an amazing human being. You're here to help others. Give yourself a pat on the back and really realize how amazing you are, hon. That's what I have. I just feel I can't wait till it really sets in and you start telling us all the amazing stuff that you're doing. Because
yeah.
You truly are here to inspire others, hon.
You're super. Thanks for the messages.
God bless you. Well, you're not done yet, Ginger Saint. Don't you go anywhere.
Okay,
Nathaniel. And the goddess asked is here, and she wants to talk with you and work with you. So here we go. You are opening up. You are truly opening up to your own potential. And we are now clearing you of some attachments that you had to the past, because you really don't need those. And they tend to bog you down, and you don't need to be bogged down. This is your time to be filled with the energy of creation. This is your time for taking those giant steps forward and moving into the life that you truly desire to live. This is your time of creation. And so we are opening you up more and more and more to that creation, to your own ability to create, to accepting who you are, to truly being you. And we are removing all of these old beliefs, this old energy that kind of held you down. So now there is nothing in your way. There's absolutely nothing in your way. And you are now standing in your life. And each decision you make, each thing you choose, is opening you up more and more to the greatness within you. So you may feel yourself becoming more and more powerful, which is wonderful. And you will always know what is important to you, what is important to your life, what it is you are here to do. Congratulations. You have come so far over the last year, and we have seen major changes in you, and you are finding yourself more peaceful, more joyful, more accepting. And we want you to continue to allow yourself to open, to bloom into the beautiful flower that is Nathaniel. And we are here for you. So call on us. Please call on us. We love you very, very much. And we want you to truly live your life. Happy New Year.
That's
what she wanted to tell you.
Thank you. Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
You are welcome, sweetheart.
Kathy, I know your 2020 is going to be amazing, just as amazing as you are, hon. You've got to believe that.
Yeah.
You truly deserve.
Hey, well, super. I appreciate it. Thank you so much.
God bless
you.
You
are welcome.
Hey,
we will talk to you
bye-bye.
Next year.
Okay.
Yes, and next year, my goodness, I can't wait.
Bye-bye. All right, DC, that's it. Those are our callers for today. Apparently we're supposed to do a light little show.
I have to say how much I love you, and I'm so thankful that you're in my life. You've made such an impact on me, and you're still here. With all the craziness that I bring, you're still here. That in itself is amazing.
And you realize that sometimes in my life, you are the voice of sanity.
That's kind of scary. I would be really afraid if I were you. If I'm the voice of sanity at times, boy, are we both in trouble. You realize I hang out most of the time with a 3-year-old, so that's where I get all my ideas from.
Hey, you realize I hang out with a whole group of little boys, so.
Awesome. Well, maybe that's the thing. We're supposed to, they bring joy into our life, and it's beautiful. But I want to say thank you to everyone that, you know, follows us and calls in, and we can't wait to connect with you really soon. And we will be back, Barbara, on Sunday?
Thursday.
On Thursday, okay. Yeah, you know what? I don't even know what day of the week is. I'm so confused with all these holidays.
Yeah, today's Tuesday, so we'll be back on Thursday.
Okay, you know what? Ginger saying tomato, tomato. What the heck is the difference? Okay, so we'll see you guys on Thursday. Have a very happy and blessed new year. And do something nice just for you guys. Love you so much, Barbara.
I love you too. And the goddess Ast is saying, don't you run away. She has a message for you.
Ooh, yay. That's awesome.
Okay, here she is. We want you to know how much you are valued and appreciated. You are doing so much for so many. You give so much of yourself in order to assist others in seeing the truth of who they are, in changing their lives, and opening up to the possibilities and the beauty and the magic of life. And we want to say thank you for that. And we want you to make sure that you are always seeing that those same things within yourself, that you are allowing your life to change, that you are allowing the magic to come to you, that you are letting go of the need, the belief that you need to figure things out, that you need to go through all of this rigmarole when you really don't. So we encourage you to let go, and we are helping you with that. We are clearing you of the belief that you can't, or you don't deserve, or it's not possible, or you have to wait for divine timing, or, oh, you have a whole bunch of beliefs that hold you back in your life, and we're clearing all of that out. Now is the time to let go of all of that debris, because that's all it is. And so just take a nice deep breath. And just fully allow yourself to let go. Just let go. Let go. And there's nothing more you need to do. Just let go. And there's nothing that you need to say. Just let go. This is about you just moving into yourself, into your power, into your ability to create your own life. Just let go. And now we are filling you with beautiful, unconditional love. Because that is really who you are. And that is what you share with others. And you have an endless supply. So you will never, ever run out. And don't even have to worry about it. There is more love than you can ever imagine within you. And we are opening your heart more and more to that love. To that love of yourself, the love of your life, the love of every situation and circumstance, even the ones that you consider totally frustrating and you wonder, why me? We are allowing you to love them now, to embrace everything with love. And this actually brings you more and more into your own power. This actually brings you more and more into the beautiful changes that are coming into your life. So just breathe and let go. And just feel the love flowing into you. Because that is the real DC love. Happy New Year, beloved. Welcome to your wonderful life. Okay, that's what she wanted to tell you. See, did I lose you?
Oh, I was talking to Ginger. I'm sorry. We were having a private conversation. She is so freaking amazing. Auntie Barbara, wow. I was just talking with her. I'm like, yeah, she is. The message was amazing, and Auntie Barbara is amazing. Can I ask a favor of you, Auntie Barbara?
Sure.
I'm opening my front door here. I'm running outside, and our friend Debbie is here. I'm going to run out to the car. Can you give her a message from Goddess Asked?
Of course.
Okay, hold on. You can hear the car. I'm sorry about that. Hold on.
Not a problem.
Okay, hold on, please. Oh, the Goddess Asked wants to give you a message. Hello?
Hi, Debbie.
Is it Barbara? Yes.
Barbara, hi, how are you? Oh, my God.
I am doing great. How are you?
Oh, my gosh, I'm doing wonderful. Thank you. Thank you. Okay. Oh, you're kidding. Okay, I'll listen to my message.
Okay, so this is the Goddess Asked, and okay, here she goes.
Okay.
We want you to understand that you are transforming. You are in the process of transforming yourself, of transforming your life, of opening up to more and more things than you have ever imagined. It's this amazing expansion that is going on within you. So we don't want you to doubt, you know, that you are making these changes. You are not stuck in who you used to be. Oh, my goodness, you are totally not stuck. And so I am removing all of those beliefs about being stuck and needing to be stuck and believing that you're stuck and all of that stucky stuff. So we are moving all of that out of you and opening you up to the beautiful energy flow that is around you, that is within you, that is you. You are coming back into your power. And we want you to make sure that you are doing the things that keep you in your power. And when you are in your power, you are accepting that you are the one who is creating your life. You are the one who is creating what you are experiencing. You are the one creating what you are feeling. You are the one creating what you are living. So this is bringing you back to the power of you. And this in no way says that you are, you know, diminishing the power of God or any other divine being, because you're not. It's simply that you are saying that you are equal. You are equal. You are equal. No one, nothing has power over you. You are equal. And when you stand in that power of being equal, you truly allow yourself to create your life. So we want you to decide what it is you truly, truly, truly want to be, who you truly are, and let that come to you. Allow it to come, and we are removing all of the old beliefs that used to get in your way, because you don't need them. You don't need them at all. You now have the freedom to just be you, the freedom to live your life, the freedom to be whole and complete exactly as you are. And just take a nice deep breath and accept all of you. We love you. We love you so much. And we are so looking forward to all of the changes you are bringing into your life. I hope you are welcome to a beautiful year of transformation, because that is what 2020 will be. You. It is time. It is time for you to love you. We love you. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year, Barbara. Thank you so much.
You are welcome, sweetheart.
Oh, my God. I'm wishing you the happiest New Year also. That was really, that just melted my heart today. I really needed to hear that. You guys are always so good to me.
Who's with us?
Really, it is. Yeah. Thank you so much, Barbara.
You're welcome. And, you know, you may need some extra water or some extra sleep, because she really does move your energy around. So enjoy.
Thank you, Barbara. Happy New Year, everyone. And we look forward to connecting on Thursday. God bless, Barbara. Get on that damn unicorn already, okay?
Okay, I can do that.
Okay, love you. Bye, everyone. Happy New Year.
Bye-bye. Happy New Year, everyone.